episode 4. I like how this is progressing. Like, I see my growth. Started with none, now I'm at 4. Today's episode of Talk Tuesdays, welcome to Talk Tuesdays, I want to jump into self-regard. And I actually have a great book suggestion. Sometimes I have book suggestions, sometimes I don't. So, Toni Morrison has a book titled The Source of Self-Regard, and it's Miss Toni. Like, what she does with words is like weaves them so delicately and beautifully. Like, it's a collection. You just gotta get the book. I think it's like the perfect book for me to suggest about what we're gonna jump into today. So, self-regard. I have a fanaticism about the word self in general. I remember reading the word self-actualization in grade school, and I was like, that's me. That's my dream. That's what I want to do with myself. I want to fulfill my life self-actualization. I want to reach my fullest potential. Whatever that is, I want to do that. So I love the word self. It's a thing. So self-regard is something that I recognize within people and how they interact with one another. So you ever, let's say you bump into someone, you crash into someone, you have some type of indifference with someone that you don't know, right? And you either participate in the indifference or you blow it off, whatever you do. But I've grown to learn that how people greet you, how they treat you, they're just meeting you with what they have. That's how they feel about themselves. It's not about you. Even if it's affecting you or it's directed towards you, it has nothing to do with you. And that's such a high road explanation of how to digest experiences that are well or not well. It's never really about you. To remove yourself from every situation would be the best thing to do. But I specifically am experiencing self-regard in kind of a different way. I, as mentioned before, well, in a previous episode, I live in New York City. So living as a woman in general and living alone is not a safe thing. And this is how I see it playing out. I live in a community. I've lived here for a year. I see people every day. Hello, how you doing? I rarely get that interaction back. That's a response of self-regard. Maybe people don't recognize themselves. I don't know. But I know that in my community, there's more, or there's at least a more dominance of men. And what I notice with these men is that they weren't raised by my mother, one. But the way that they react to my presence is so rapey. That's not even a term, but that's what it is. It's basically not safe. I already know I'm young, I'm single, I'm living alone. These are the facts of my life, so I know how to play it safe. But I live in a space where there's no self-regard, right? So when someone speaks to me or they say something that I believe is disrespectful or out of pocket or whatever, it's a delicate balance, right? Because I could say, oh, that's not about me, right? But there is a way that people carry themselves where they warrant a certain type of attention. I'm gonna tell you right now, this ain't that. You can't see me, this is a podcast, but this ain't that. I'm not the girl. I don't carry myself with the attention seething behavior. That's not me. These are literally my neighbors, and they come off very, very rapey. And I always say to myself, can I have a conversation with that person? Like, what is that person going to respond? No, absolutely I cannot. Because if they've already decided to approach me or to say something to me that makes me feel disrespected, there's no common ground. I'm going to more so insult this person rather than have a respectable conversation. So I can't do that. But I get to the self-regard part because I feel like I am not the only female in my neighborhood. And this isn't my neighborhood. I didn't grow up here. And I get to that part because I start thinking about COVID, and I'm thinking, if something happens to me, right, and my family comes here, these people that don't speak to me are going to have so many stories to tell my family about me. Rather, if they see me coming or going, they're going to have something to say, regardless of their lack of interaction with me, right? I feel like being alive in a specific space, there's some like responsibility to that. Basically, I want to say I feel like the women in my community have no self-regard. They don't feel the need, I wouldn't say to protect me like physically, but they also don't feel the need to address me when they see me. They don't feel the need to, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, I feel like the men are preying upon me in my local neighborhood and the women just see it. And maybe for another podcast, another time, I could get into how women have no regard for other women. It's kind of just absent. But it's just, for me, a despicable thing. And it's such a eye-opening space for me to be a woman and an adult, and I see all these things happening and I'm involved with them because I live here. So now I'm so cautious about what time I go to the store, what I wear when I go to the store, being social. So I was just raised in an environment where you see people, you speak. That is received a different way in my local community. It's not received as a hi or a bye. The recipient of the greeting already has this premeditated cortex of me saying something to them and what they're going to say back. It really has nothing to do with me. But I'm analyzing all this and I'm realizing it. It's not what I'm bringing to the table. That's what that person is about. You know, that's on me if I keep encountering that type of space, if I keep speaking to that type of person that makes me feel uncomfortable. But also, the bigger picture is, I feel like as a female, when I see other females in bad situations, I say something. I don't got to know the girl. I'm going to say something. And if I lived in a local community and I saw men like pouncing on someone that's like a young female, I would say, oh, hey, how you doing? I would interject, or I would speak, or I would do something. I think saying it in a way that I'm saying it is such a double entendre, right? Because I'm saying it's a self-regard. People are greeting me with how they feel about themselves. But in the same magnitude, I have this optimism that people do have a sense of belonging. Like, I'm in this space, I see you too, and that's happening to you every day. What's up? How you doing? I've been on a block for such and such years. Let me tell you the game, or let me tell you how it's going. That just is not happening around me. And you know, it's an eye-opening experience, but it's also like, for me, I see it as, it's so troubling to discuss it. As you see, I'm like starting and I'm stopping, I'm starting my sentences and stopping it, because I don't want to really be accusatory. I don't want to paint a picture that isn't existing, but it's really, really dangerous for me. I'm young and I'm female and I live in a community where I am not protected. Nobody feels the need to address anything. I don't even know how to appropriately address a situation when I feel like a man 10 years older than me is disrespecting me. I don't know how to address it beyond ignoring it. I don't know what to do when somebody's following me up a street. I don't know what to do when somebody has like a sexual innuendo and they think to say it as a joke. I genuinely don't care about a lot of shit. So you could be on whatever type of time, I'll say what's up and I'll keep it moving. I don't really keep tabs on other people in that way, but I've just had the opportunity to sit back to see the situation outside of myself. Like, oh, I'm vulnerable, right? I'm just somebody to prey upon. I'm somebody to take something from. And it's unfortunate, you know, it's very, very unfortunate. And that's the seat that I'm sitting in. I'm doing some work to change it. I'm trying to meet my neighbors and trying to find out the space that I'm in. But ultimately, it's a measure of self-regard. And because I love myself to that magnitude, I want to protect myself. I know what it feels like to be young and female and live alone. I look at other people and I look them in their eye and I say, hi, how you doing? In hopes that I'll see them again, in hopes that there was some type of exchange. You know what I mean? That's what I put out, but I rarely, 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 rarely get it back. And it used to be like a saddening thing until I realized that's just where someone is. It's not really directly reflecting me, but it is something to recognize and it's something to work on. So in regards to that, how do I bring it back to myself? I make sure I'm good, right? I make sure I'm good with myself. I'm okay with myself when I'm in the world. I'm very attentive to my surroundings and my environment. Like I said, it's just basically really rapey where I'm from, so I don't do anything in my local neighborhood. That's crazy, but that's just the conclusion that I've came to. I shouldn't be walking around. I shouldn't be jogging. I shouldn't be working out. It's very rapey. My neighborhood is dominated by black and brown people. You know how that goes. If you don't, we're not specifically protected by authorities of power. So, you know, that story goes, oh, something happened to that black girl in the park or while she was jogging. That's just how the story goes. Nobody's going to come and really get to the root of that when I'm dead, if I have no regard when I'm alive. So I basically have just come up with these structures to protect myself. Oh, I need to sign up for a gym membership. I need to do that in a building. I need to pay for my safety. I need to wear a certain type of clothes. I need to cover myself. And it's a constant. It's a constant with me because it's something that I juggle with. Like, if I get hungry past a certain time, that's it. I'm just hungry. I'm not going to go to the store, anything. I'm not going to go to the front door. And it's unfortunate, but it is something that I'm aware of. And I also want to make all the female listeners aware of, as well as men. There's no reason to be predatory towards females if you like them or not. Just say hello and keep it moving. And to be clear, to specifically speak to the men, no female admires a man that preys upon her. Nobody's looking for that. At least me. I'm not looking for that guy that's like doing the most. The guy that's quiet, that's the one that I'm interested in. And I think a majority of people in general are interested in somebody that's not like that. I have so much to say, but it's so spacey because it's kind of disruptive to my spirit, and it's not really something that I've come to amends with. It's something that I'm just recognizing, and I'm trying to protect myself through it. But I did want to make sure I address it. And in the beginning of the podcast, I mentioned a book, which was Toni Morrison's A Source of Self-Regard. That book is not directly related to what I'm discussing, but reading Toni Morrison is so pivotal. Just get that book. I don't care if you get the audio book. I don't care if you get the summary to the book. Just get that book and digest that literature. Literature in general, it just builds your vocabulary. It builds you. It develops you. Words are, they're real and they're good. So just get that book. Outside of that, I'm thinking of some resources for self-regard. I mean, the best resource is self-development, working on yourself. The better you feel about yourself, the better you'll be able to show up in the world and participate. Be a better you, be a better neighbor, be a better friend. So this is episode 4. I'll see you guys next week.